Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, this must be exciting for you. You went to school in Washington.
Yes, I did. I was a graduate of Catholic University Law School, and to have the Pope on one of his very first visits to our country come here and to be able to greet him at the White House, with the President, and other individuals is really an honor for me, something I'll never forget.
What did you think of what he said today?
You know, we're expecting him to once again challenge all of us, Christian and non-Christian, to do much more for uplifting the lives of others. And I think that's what he set the state table for today, talking about social justice, talking about poverty. And he really called on people from our country to take a larger role in working to alleviate the pain and suffering of people around the world. For me personally, as a Catholic, it was amazing to be in the presence of such a humble but inspirational individual. And his voice is heard on every corner of this planet. And to know that someone who came with such modest upbringing and who still maintains humility in ways that it's amazingly profound, that people really listen and are anxious to hear his voice.
His parents were poor immigrants, and now he's in charge of a major religious denomination. Is there a lesson there?
Well, I think it's absolutely an inspiration for anyone, regardless of where you start out in life, that there are ways, and perhaps in his case, the Lord works in mysterious ways, that at this time in our, you know, in this time, we really needed someone who's willing to do what he did and try to bring Catholics back to our church. And we've had, you know, decades, most of my life, where I've seen more people than not leaving the church for their own reasons. And I find that having a leader who is so inclusive and is so so non-judgmental, which is important for people who may have felt left behind by the church, that they should feel welcome to come back. And it's a whole new day in the Catholic Church for many people. And certainly, you know, he's making progress and giving inspiration to people who start modestly as he did, or anyone, any situation in life. And what I really like seeing as well, he's not just appealing to the older generation, but young people who seem to be really thirsting for a message of hope and social responsibility, that we all have obligations to help others while we're, you know, blessed to have lives ourselves.
A lot of people in Congress who don't necessarily hold his point of view.
Well, he's not making political statements, and the governor has said this, because the governor is very much looking forward to welcoming him to New York City very soon and spending considerable time with him. He's not here in a political sense. He's here in a moral sense. So people can take with it, you know, take from his words what they will. But I, for one, am, you know, you find it uplifting to know that there's someone who talks about inequality and social injustice and the need to make sure that the next generations are protected from the impact of climate change. In fact, he said that we should not leave the responsibility of addressing with our climate to the next generation. It's our responsibility now. And those are words that I hope that reasonable people all over the world, but particularly in our nation's capital, will heed as someone who doesn't come with an agenda. He's not promoting one party or the other. So his motives are pure, and he's got a message that needs to be listened to.
Thank you, Kathy Hochul.
Thank you.